take from our LA Ginger. Yeah. I'll take your hand over. There you go. Come on, Ginger, get with it. Anyway, I'm loving these awards at the moment, old boy. I'm loving these award shows at the moment.
Yeah, which one?
Last weekend it was the Super Awards.
Yeah.
This week it was the Sony Awards. Ooh. Yeah, do you want to know who won?
Who?
Trinitron widescreen.
Yeah.
You did that. You did that gag last year.
Yeah, I know. We did that gag last year, but the plasma screen still hasn't arrived in the post, has it? And I'll tell you what, old boy. If it doesn't arrive soon, I have a feeling Hitachi might win next season.
You know,
well, the Sony Awards.
Yeah. Now, I've got to tell you, old boy, very disturbed at the moment by that Gordon Ramsay's language.
Yeah.
So Ginger and I went along to Claridge's this week to have a word with him, stormed in and said, "Oh, you, Ramsay, curb your language, old boy. Set a really bad example."
Yeah.
So he said, "Don't worry about it, Colonel. Nothing wrong with a little bit of industrial language from time to time." Okay, I felt. Sat down there, ordered my food, and there arrived steak and chips. And the steak was absolutely raw.
Really?
So I was disgusted. Went into the kitchen and said, "Ramsay, have you seen this bloody steak?" And he said, "That's the spirit, Colonel."
Yeah.
"And would you like some effing mustard to go with that as well?" Yeah. Yeah. No, he did. Oh, and we've also got to tell you about our old friend George Michael. Also this week, he had a road accident on the A40, apparently.
Oh.
Yes, and who saved him?
Who?
The Colonel and Ginger.
Oh, really?
We were driving along there in our Jeep, and there we saw him just hanging out by the side of the road. All right, Thomas! No, Thomas Lovejoy, he's there! Look at you, Thomas. You know, he's such a generous man.
Yeah.
Do you know, he's put all his money into that Welsh football club. You know that...
Is it real?
Of course it's not real, old boy. This is Mickey Thomas we're talking about. Do you know what? He told Paul Gascoigne if he signed for real, he could make £5,000 a week.
Oh.
If he knew how to work the printing machine. There you go, fingers. Right, now we're off. Four lashings of ginger beer. Come, Ginger!